We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Morby. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Okay. And you are tuned in here to Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. My name is Amy and...
My name is Jenny.
And we are here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And today we have a special guest on the show. Hey, welcome. Guys.
We have Aaron Tubergen with us this afternoon.
Happy to be here. I think I'm going to talk about a show I'm playing tomorrow.
That is the plan, yeah. Yeah, so Blue Shift Ensemble has a concert at Rhodes College tomorrow, and you are playing viola.
I'm a violist, yeah. So I'm playing two pieces, but the piece I'm like really excited about is the Philip Glass String Quartet with three of my colleagues. Fantastic piece. I've never actually played it before. I think a couple of us have. I'm lucky it's new to me. I have heard it before. I don't know if it's in a specific film we were trying to remember this morning, but I remember as a high schooler discovering Philip Glass for the first time and being really blown away by kind of the mood and the emotions he could produce in music. So really, really excited to play.
We were just listening to some Philip Glass as well. Not the string quartet, but some other
Philip
Glass.
Walked in, so I missed that part.
Yeah, so on this program, the whole program is titled The Four Paths, and it features four different composers, Philip Glass, of course, being one of them, and then also one of his teachers and influences, Nadia Boulanger. So we will hear a piece by her for oboe and piano. It's actually written for cello and piano, but we're going to perform a different version of that. And
she's my theory teacher's teacher.
Yeah, she taught kind of
taught
everybody.
Everyone, yeah.
which I think is really, really awesome. We wish she wrote more music. Her music is wonderful, but she taught everybody, so we get to enjoy that. And then I think up next we're going to listen to another one of Philip Glass's influences. So he was influenced by a lot of music from around the world. And this is a Tajikistani artist. Philip Glass did a lot of traveling in his earlier days when he was a student of Nadia Boulanger's, actually, and that influenced a lot of his music. So I think we might listen to some of that next.
That is next on our list here of awesome tunes that you will hear coming up on the program today. So stay tuned, and we'll hear more about the Blue Shift Ensemble concert coming up tomorrow. So stay tuned to Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7.
WYXR Memphis.
And you are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. You are tuned in here to Sonosphere. It's about 4:30. And I wanted to announce that February is the Sustainer Drive, so you can become a monthly donor at sustainer.wyxr.org. Sustain the station by becoming a donor and member of the station today at sustainer.wyxr.org. We are a nonprofit radio station, and we do a lot of things, not just the radio. We have a community. We put on concerts. We talk with folks and educate. And so we're here to do that today, here with my co-host every Monday from 4 to 5. My name is Amy.
My name is Jenny.
And we have a special guest today.
What is your name?
My name is Aaron Tuberg, and I'm a violist.
Awesome. So we're here today to talk about a show that's going on tomorrow at Rhodes. So let's hear some more about what we just heard and kind of how that, you know, goes with the show tomorrow.
Yeah, so the track we just heard is called Kaleidoscope by composer Samantha Wolf. And we are going to be performing not that piece, but another piece of hers called Snow Ash tomorrow on the concert. Samantha is an Australian-born composer now living in the U.S., and actually Blue Shift Ensemble worked with her this past August at a concert at the Beethoven Club. She's a really wonderful, innovative composer, and the piece tomorrow that we're playing, Snow Ash, is for cello, clarinet, and piano. And then before that, we heard some more Philip Glass, a movement from his string quartet number 5 that you will hear on the program tomorrow if you make it out. And then we also heard a little bit of Nadia Boulanger, who was one of Philip Glass's teachers, composition teachers. So what we've been listening to today and on the program tomorrow, it's 4 different composers who kind of pushed boundaries of classical music in different ways, incorporating different styles of music in their work. So we're getting a little taste of that today.
Yeah. Love it.
And then we've talked about 3, but not all 4 of the composers. Right. We also have Julius Eastman, and Aaron's going to tell us a little bit about that piece that we're performing tomorrow.
I'm a little embarrassed to say I did not know this piece before, but I'm excited to be playing it. It's, you don't always get a violist in it. It's open instrumentation, so it's maybe you'll know, but how is there a minimum number of performers that are required and a maximum?
I think
we have 7 or 8 or 9, maybe.
We have 10.
Oh, we have 10. I'm sorry. Yeah. We have 10 performers, and we, because it's chamber music, of course, we're all sort of taking turns leading. In this particular piece, there are also indications that various people have to take over various sections and give cues and do improv sections and hold long sustained notes. So there's a lot of flexibility in the piece itself as to how the performers choose to interpret it. But Eastman was, I guess it's minimalist.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's also known for experimentalism. I think he's also known as a social activist of sorts. But the piece is, can't even think of how to describe the structure here. It's interesting. It can be quite long, but it's only 3 pages of music. You have different cells you play and repeat different ways, and different embellishments, and then you proceed through a series of cells, basically.
Yeah, and it's different every time it's performed.
Exactly.
So it's fun for the listener, but also fun for the performer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And no rehearsal has been the same yet, so.
Yes, exactly. we're excited to play that piece tomorrow. And just as a reminder about the concert, it is we have someone who's going to tell us all the important details about when and where. Right now. Coming up right now.
The concert is at McNeil Hall at Rhodes College at 7:30. I will be in bed, but you can come too. By the way, it's free.
Yes, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. That's right. Tomorrow at McNeil Hall of Rhodes, 7:30. So it should be a beautiful show. And so I think we're going to hear some Julius Eastman up next.
Yes, right. We have a piece titled Feminine, performed by Wild Up. And that's up next here on WYXR
91.7. And you are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. And maybe you're listening on the web there at WYXR.org. Either way, thanks for tuning in this Monday. We are wrapping up the show today. My co-host Jenny and I were here every Monday from 4 to 5. And we've been hearing some great music by the great Julius Eastman. And we're hearing some of that now. And Jenny is here to tell us a little bit more about the show from Blue Shift Ensemble that's coming up tomorrow and about this song we're hearing.
Yeah. So if you tuned in a few minutes ago, we were talking about this track in particular, this song in particular, Stay On It by Julius Eastman. This will be performed tomorrow. So if you're liking what you're hearing right now, that is happening. And the concert is at Rhodes College at McNeil Hall. And McNeil Hall is the building that was the church. It's over on University Street. It's easy parking, nice and easy to get to. But the concert is free. It's at 7:30 tomorrow night, Tuesday. And
open to the public.
So open to the public.
Yeah, you don't have to be a Rhodes student. But if you are, definitely check it out.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun program featuring Philip Glass, Nadia Boulanger, Samantha Wolf, and Julius Eastman. And we've just been listening to some music by those composers today.
That's right. Yep. So let's continue on with it. This is Julius Eastman with Stay On It, right?
Stay on it.
So stay on it. And stay tuned here to WYXR 91.7. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Jenkins. I'm a Memphis artist, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
This is the Daily Memphian Evening News Brief. The city of Memphis confirmed on Thursday that payday is coming in.